Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
I'm being blessed one more time. God has been so good to us and brought us thus far. It's exciting to be before you on this awesome, terrific Tuesday. For all those individuals out there, if you're part of the Divine Nine, I want to give you a shout out now. I made a list of some people that have been on my show or been a part in staff-wise. So what we want to do is give a shout out to them. They made a difference. We want to give a shout out to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha 1908. It's truly an opportunity to have you as a part. One of our co-hosts, truly want to give a shout out to our co-host. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Family members, I want to give a shout out to Tamika Robinson, my niece, Felicia Hawkins, Baytrett Wells Smith, Cherie Pickett, and there are many more. I want to give a shout out as well. A shout out to all the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and these individuals have been on my show or serving co-hosts. We have, from the great state of Georgia, we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We give a shout out to when we first got started, these two individuals co-hosts, I'm sorry, came in with guests on that show. This is expert guest, and that's Latte Pickett, along with Alicia Ruffin. Those two individuals. There are many other Deltas I do know. Want to give a shout out to you, each and every one of you. If I didn't call your name, I want to put everybody in that vulnerable. Those individuals came in, was part of it, and to another worker that works with us, and a member of Sigma Gamma Rho, that's Yvette Payne. Thank you so much, Yvette, for being a part of it. And for the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, who celebrated the 103rd anniversary of year of being in existence. I have my wife, Miss Reosha Bush Smith. We have our co-host, Scarlett H. Black, along with several people who came in and was either winners of our giveaway, along with being a guest on the show, expert. We'll give a shout out to Nicole Arthur Brown. I say she's an author, have 13 books out there. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Court, and the bachelors of the chapter in Montgomery and the chapter in Greenville. This is Miss Tori Sankey. Is the bachelor of the Montgomery Alpha Rho Beta. And then down in Greenville, we partner with them because being a member of Phi Beta Sigma myself, we partner with them so we can work together and to make sure we accomplish things. He says President Sora Bachelor, if you want to say, Ronisha Gardner Halsey. Thank you so much. We give a shout out to one of our winners of our trips to our trip to Las Vegas, and that's Sarah Audrey Stinson, the speaker and expert that came on. That was Danae Johnson, and also another author that came on and spoke with us. That is Marquita Turner. And there's some other I want to touch on that came on the show, and I want to forget none of you all. Thank you for taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do here. This is a Dr. Lowe show, and I'm glad to have an opportunity to come. I am Dr. Lowe D. Smith, and truly God has blessed us one more time. And we wanted to kind of reach back to a topic we had last week. And during the discussion, we wanted to come and touch on it a little bit more. Now, we want you to be a part of this show today, and the call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. We'd like you to press 1, and we want to make sure we get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, And then you can chat with Dr. Loretta D. Smith and our audience, which is listeners and watchers all over the world. We also want you to check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com. ESW Internet Talk Radio. Pause, because see, people forget that, you know, you come in, you got to put a slash in it, and then you put WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to go directly to the radio station, you can go to WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, and it'll pull it up on Google search, so you have an opportunity to work with it that way as well. We also want you to have an opportunity to connect through email. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with number 22. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. And you also can tweet the show. Yeah, that opportunity. You can tweet the show at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma _10, and at WBSW, as I say, radio. That's our email. We'll make sure. And at Lorenza D. Smith 15. On Instagram, we'll partner with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And the handle is at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with number 10. You also can check us out today. We're on President Doctor. That's presidentdr.lorenzadsmith. So we're really excited because we have over 584 episodes. We'll move to 85. And you can check out our episodes all the way back to 2017, where we had many guests on these 5, 1, and 6 years. So we want you to take time to check us out. Just go to WBSW Radio, Blog Talk Radio, search on Google search, and you can pull it up, and you can get whatever episodes you want to check out. We're also excited to have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. So the word is there, and we want it to get out. So that's why when we talk about a topic, then we get a request from someone to can you go back to that topic? And this is going to be part two. The title of today's show is Stop Celebrating with Folks Who Rejoice from Your in 2022, Part 2. That's the title of today's show. We want to share how you can register for our giveaway. Just like recently, we gave away the 5-night, 6-day trip to Cancun, where we're taking care of the hotel. The value of that trip, retail value, about $1,247 that we're paying. That's WBSW Radio, along with our many partners, who I'm going to give a shout out to in a minute. And the winner of that trip, we congratulate Miss Peggy Grant. She won the WBSW Radio giveaway 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. Now, you have to work out getting there, but once you activate it, if you're the winner, you have 18 months to work out how you're going to get there, how you're going to handle all the other parts, but the hotel will be there and it'll be already paid for. Also, we want to make sure you know how to register for the giveaways, because we have many giveaways. We have cash vouchers, we have gas vouchers, we have gift cards, we have trips, varies from Atlanta, Orlando, Las Vegas, Mexico. You can register, and this is how you can go about registering on WBSW Radio. You send us your name. If you're on here now and you say, this is the name I want to use so you can put it in the raffle, I will do that. But also I ask for a means of transaction, because besides those various things I just mentioned, we give love offerings. We will send you to whatever means of transaction, and this is how you do it. We are hooked up and available on Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. And what I need for you to do is send me your name and one of those means of transaction, and we'll make sure we share that. And this is where you send it to. Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. Again, that's Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, S-M-I-T-H, 15 at gmail.com. Let's give a shout out to Christy Carson 22. Thank you, Christy, for taking time. And then we have Weezy Kitty, and that's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Happy Founders Day to you. And I'm gonna make sure I do it. That's to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Incorporated, Sorority Incorporated, along with the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, which was on the 15th, and the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We're gonna give a shout out to you. A happy Founders Day to you. And the ladies of Sigma Gamma Rho that had their either November, December. I'll make sure I get that, but we'll get it there. We celebrate all of your Founders Day, and so that means they'll be getting the opportunity to serve that Founders Day coming up very soon. So, and then I want to give a shout out to all the fraternities, especially the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, my fraternity, proud of cultural service and service for humanity. I was part of a joint program last night with the awesome the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority in Greenville, Alabama, where the chapter I am a part of. And I spoke on the history of Phi Beta Sigma and some of the things that we were doing, serving our community and humanity. And I serve as the president. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, Phi Beta Sigma. Turn to all my chapter brothers. Thank you so much for giving a great effort to serve humanity and also serve our community. So we celebrate you, not just the founders. We're celebrating all the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity for holding on to the dream of the three founders that came up with the thought back of a fraternity in October of 1913 and was actually brought into existence as actually with a charter sense, a founding date on January the 9th, 1914 at Howard University. We want to give a shout out because I'm sort of walking my way back, and I don't want to forget the brothers Iota, who was founded in 1961, I believe. Maybe off on that. Give a shout out to those brothers of Iota. Then the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity on January the 5th, was founded at Indiana University in 1911. Then we have in the month of November, the Brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, founded on Howard University. And a shout out to the Brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, founded on Cornell University in 1906. And Omega was founded in 1911 in November. So truly, truly, brothers and sisters, keep doing what you're doing, but we don't have to step it up a little bit more because we got to reach back and help our community. Let's get started with our show. Stop celebrating with folks who rejoice from your struggle. Now, just thinking about that talent, and we're going to focus on a couple things there. When we say stop celebrating with folks who rejoice, that automatically brings something to your mind. Am I celebrating with people who are rejoicing on my struggles? Or do I really know I'm doing that? Can I identify people who are rejoicing on my sometimes not successful moment or my struggles? As you look at rejoice, you think about, see, God rejoices when you see joy and success in your life. Rejoice is a powerful word. But where people are rejoicing for your failures or your not accomplishment, and you celebrate with them and not even aware that you're celebrating with them, that's something you ought to really, truly think about. Why am I celebrating with people who really don't want to see me successful? There are people out there, that old song, laugh in your face, but they'll try to stab you in the back because that's what they call backstabbing. They're laughing and smiling with joy, saying you did a good job out of the right side of the mouth, and on the left side, they're laughing. Because whatever your accomplishment is, it is something they can't accomplish. So the best way to beat it down is tell you it was great, then go behind your back and say, well, Man, that was sorry. That wasn't nothing. That ain't did. You know, they think they're doing things. See, you have been around people like that, and you don't understand that they're not celebrating for you. They're celebrating as they call a minimal accomplishment. You know, I always tell people one thing to watch out for, and you identify these people. A lot of people are narcissists, and they have a tendency to want to make you feel bad for what you did, because they always want to feel good. See, they want you to lift up what they're doing, but they will pretend to lift you up and go out and say what you did wasn't nothing. So are those people rejoicing for you successfully, or are they rejoicing to make you, they care about your accomplishment? So our title is Stop Celebrating. Stop celebrating. I want you to hear me good. With those people, folks, we call them. We call them folks. We're reaching deep down long time ago. Them folks who are excited. They are rejoicing. You think they are happy for what you're doing, but truly they are happy because you have struggled in 2022. Ask yourself. Let me identify those people, because you know what? I need to know who's in my corner. See, I have to think about all those people who cares nothing about me. All they do is think about what they can get from me. They will downplay what you're doing. And one way to be listening to those people constantly will make whatever you're doing insignificant. Like Lil. You know, I heard you had that Lil radio show over there. I heard you had that Lil podcast. I heard you got that Lil degree from that university. Because that university is not the university they want to put it up. They tell you that's a little degree. But I tell you, once you identify those people, make sure you step away from them. Try to use your best judgment to no longer be wrong them. Because, see, they'll have you celebrating. Hear me now. They'll have you celebrating your struggles. You don't think people know when you're struggling. So that's why you have to be very careful about people that you call your friend. See, I always tell people, everybody is not your friend. When you place them in the friend category, there are still some subjects and some topics you still don't go with. Because they'll take your struggles and use them against you. See, a lot of people are not aware of that. So our topic today is to make you think about, am I celebrating with folks? You see, notice I said people previously in one of the discussion, I said people, but now I'm going to say folks, because there's a difference between folks and people. See, I want you to keep that in mind. See, people are the ones that love and care about you. Folks are those people that tell you they care about you, but will hurt, humiliate you, and abuse you. See, always keep that in mind. That term came out many years ago, over 70 years ago. They said them folks. And there are the people of a majority culture, all of you say them folks on the other side of town. Or they said them people on the other side of town. They're not saying anything good about you, because the respect do come in people, because we all are people, not folks. You know, people out of my folks down in Georgia, my folks down in Alabama, my folks down in Mississippi, my folks down in Florida. That's all right to say my folks, because those are my beats. But when other people be talking about folks, They don't mean the same thing you mean. I want to give a shout out to my fraternity brother. Oh, man, I appreciate you joining us. That's Brother David Hoppy. He's joining us as well. Thank you. And then we have the Blue Five Juju, joining, remember, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, along with Tosh, the real Virgo. Let me get that right. Tosh, the real Virgo. Thank you, Tosh. Thank you so much for joining us. It is good to have you on here. Let's continue about those folks. See, on our last show, we identified those people you need to recognize. See, you need to recognize the people that smile in your face. The truth of the matter, they really want to, like the song said, they want to take your place. So what they do, they smile on your face and make you where you're so accepting of them. And anytime you run into some challenges or struggles in your life, they will make you feel miserable. But the question would be, or the statement is, discuss how to recognize. How do you recognize people who are rejoicing from your struggle? People that are miserable. See, miserable people love company. You got to remember that. You got to identify these ones, they say, your friends. See, a miserable person would always say, oh, girl, it'll be all right. You know, it wasn't meant for you. See, because they have succeeded. They don't want to see you succeed. You know, you could have got first place, but, you know, unfortunate, you got second place. See, we see this more so just in life, but I'm going to use athletics. If you have been very successful, you have a successful program. I said football. When you lose one game, I tell you, those people are rejoicing. And saying, oh, it's going to be all right. You know, it's okay because they want to see you now miserable like they are. See, this is not, and as much as we try to make it a all participation world, that we all get a trophy for participating. Everybody, as much as you want to fight against it, is that it has to be someone number one. It has to be someone number two. So just because you finished second, that don't mean you nothing but second to number one. We have to keep that in mind. Those people love seeing you miserable. Even though you have accomplished more than they ever dream of, their reason for seeing you and want to see you miserable is because they hadn't accomplished that. You know, we have this thing in our culture and people agree and disagree with it. That's your point. I'm fine with that. You know, we got a crab in the barrel syndrome going on. The minute someone climbed up almost out of the barrel, we all reach up and pull them back down because we don't want you to have more than what we have. So what we got to keep in mind, recognize people that are miserable. They can be as close as family members or even closer as what you call a friend, even closer as your coworker. Because, see, we got to understand this world is competitive. It is no longer a neighborhood competition. It's no longer a community competition. It's no longer a county you stay in competition. It's no longer a district that you stay in. It's no longer a state. It's no longer a United States. It's a world or global competitive world. And people all over the world are fighting for the same thing that you want. And if you don't go there with an attitude, with my house in order, I'm going to tell you, them ones will be the one that's going to pull you down. Another thing is that you can identify people who celebrate or rejoice when you're struggling is that they're relieved to see someone else struggling besides them. They're relieved.
And they put on a face that they're really hurt. But the truth of the matter, they're comfortable seeing you struggle. They are comfortable with knowing you had goals and you didn't reach the goals that you set for. Always keep in mind a person in this term, because this term is commonly used by people who are rejoicing in your struggles and they're trying to get you to celebrate. They'll say the word little. That's L-I-T-T-L-E. They'll say they got that little restaurant down there. They got that little job. They think it's something with a new job as a little job. They got that little degree. They didn't go to that major university. So they got a little degree. See, the word little is how you identify people who are celebrating your struggle. What I ask you to do, once you identify them, don't celebrate alone with them. See, it doesn't matter how mad they get, but you have to address the word little. This is my little friend. Wow. You know, you can't say this is my friend. That's my little friend. I don't care the slang that you're comfortable with, but the slang do not make it right. So being that you say, oh, he's just in that little fraternity or sorority, don't mean nothing over there. Man, them little frat boys over there, you know. Whenever they put Lil on, they have you at a point of assist that they are not supporting you. They're not with you. They just saying that because it's not worse than some worse thing can be said. So little is a term that you have to keep in mind because they're always going to say dealing with the success you have. But also, it puts apart the struggles. It shows the struggles that you encounter. We want you to be a part of the show. Thank you so much, my frat brother. I got two of my brothers on Facebook. Thank you so much. And I already mentioned Blue Five Juice. I gave a shout out to that frat brother. But two. Brother Marvin Lala Smith, one of our co-hosts on our Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Brother Marvin Smith, also a member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Brother Smith, for joining us. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. If you want to be brought to the camera, let me know. I'll put you up there and I'll bring you on Facebook and you can talk to me and you can share your thought. Or you can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Let me stop right there. Let me go back and repeat the number. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lowe Smith on the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Now, when we started with our show, we always have a reason why you should check our show out, and that is Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. It's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. See, we're going to go right down to the grassroots. We're going to the real nitty-gritty. And this topic is people you must be able to identify celebrating or rejoicing on your struggles in 22. The title put in line saying you got to stop celebrating with those folks who are rejoicing from your struggle in 22. You got to stop. Then you got to ask yourself, and this is how you do, you got to ask yourself this question.
Why do people like to see others struggle? Why do people like to see others struggle? See, people have been caught up in this sense of having pleasure seeing people go through pain. I'm going to say that again. People have been caught up in this point of allowing it to be a biological response to seeing people or having a pleasure seeing people going through pain. That is a scary moment in our society, in our culture. It's called the social fraud. Social fraud is a pleasure in other misfortunes. Social fraud is a pleasure in seeing other people struggle. See, it is said that all humans want to see failure in others. Ask yourself, is that you? Is that you where you want to see people fail? See, because we personally love to see people excel, there's a number of people who are unable to congratulate you on your accomplishment. So they thrive in seeing people around them. But I'm going to go back to the title. Folks, see, they pride themselves in seeing people or folks live unhappy. They pride themselves in seeing you unhappy. And so I ask you, keep your frame of mind in place when you're dealing with people like that. One of the most important things I always tell you, if you're around folks who's rejoicing in the struggles that you're going through in your life, don't rely on them to pat you on your back. Because as I started the show, I was talking about that song where they smile in your face. But they truly want to take your place. They are backstabbers. So you got to keep in mind, that means I got to rejoice among myself and I have to pat myself on the back for what I have accomplished, large or small. See, it's all up to me, because one thing about our Christians that truly believe in our Lord and Savior know that our Lord and Savior rejoice on joy. See, when you're struggling, that is not joyful. But our God and Savior, Jesus Christ and our Lord that sits up high and looks down low, is smiling when he sees joy in your heart and in your soul. You'll know whether you're there. You got to make sure you understand. When you put the work in, you rejoice if it's by yourself. You don't have to celebrate with others, because some of those individuals falls into that category, that song many years ago, as I said, that smile in your face. They truly want to be where you are, I mean, in your place. And they'll do everything to get there by backstabbing you. They'll use the word, that little degree you got. Little degree you have. It's accomplishment. You're spending 4 to 5 or 6 years to get that degree. And going above that to post-graduate level and graduate to postgraduate level, people still would say that little doctor degree you have. You know, little is very demeaning. The word little is very demeaning when it's used in a context to try to put someone down. Be very careful. That's a little disrespect for you. But unfortunately, there are people out here that actually biological responses, a response to take pleasure in the pain of others. Someone who's abusing someone else is taking pleasure in abusing you. They'll do their best to degrade you. They'll get you so where you begin to accept what's going on. That's where the term, our title comes from. Stop celebrating with folks who rejoice from your struggles. Stop celebrating with them. You might not be aware. Might not even know. But you have to stop celebrating with them, because they truly, truly is happy to see you fail. It's almost like thought process of when you're in the jungle. The weakest will not survive. You might have been the most healthiest one, but you might have encounter something that made you weaker. Now you become a prey. That's your struggles. Let me ask you, are you going to continue to rejoice with those people who are excited about you struggling? These people are excited. Give a shout out to, I'm going to say, leg rim, and it may be something else. Leg Rim 2014. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have you. Let's move forward. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. Or if you're on Facebook, type in Facebook, Instagram, type in your name, type in your comments on Instagram. Type in on Facebook, type in your comments about stop celebrating with folks who rejoice in your struggles. They're rejoicing, or they rejoice from your struggles. They like seeing you struggle. We just said that it's mentioned that a actual biological response for people who are struggling is that people around you, I'm sorry, folks around you take pleasure in the pain that you're going through. These are some of the people. You got to be able to identify them. To them, your failures will mean that they are not, or you're not as good as the other people. Your failures mean that you're not as good as everybody like you think you are. But see, that's a lie. You work hard. Everything might not fall in place right now, but if you don't think you're good and excel at a high level, who will? Why should you take a step back and celebrate with people who are rejoicing on your struggles? Take a step forward. Matter of fact, take two steps forward and rejoice if it's by yourself. You don't need to have anybody else to rejoice. I don't know, every time someone does something, we got to rejoice, and we got to go in and party and do all that. Sometimes you can celebrate with yourself and the Lord, because he's rejoicing. He knows nothing but joy. He's excited when you have joy in your heart. See, you got to realize, joy in your heart. See, God bless you, and he's only comfortable with those two things that makes up your life. God is comfortable with singing your heart. heart and your soul joyful. So when you get an accomplishment, when you get an accomplishment and you achieve something, achieve an accomplishment, he's rejoicing because your heart will be bubbling. Don't put people who are individuals that love to see you unhappy because they're unhappy. Miserable people enjoy seeing everybody else miserable as well. See, when you're having a struggle, it'd be strange how some people come to be your friend. They want to be your friend today because you're struggling. Again, when you're having some struggles, those people that said they're hanging around you and celebrating with you truly, truly believe they're better than you. They believe you're not on their level. So when you're struggling, they're going to rejoice because you are struggling. They never want to see any progress in regards to you. Be able to identify those individuals. Keep it positive for yourself. Stop relying on somebody else to pat you on the back. I said society, we have gotten into the point where we have allowed in the last 20 years, let our rewards be more of a participation trophy. Just because you participated don't mean that you should win first place. You can only win first place when you do participate. There's only one winner. Some people say, everybody wonder if they participated, if they got something out of it. Let me add that to it. It means that you experienced something. In a 100-meter race, and you're running, and you may finish third. You may realize that it's something that I could do better so I can be first. So you're getting something out of it. You went to get that higher degree. Something caused you not to be able to complete a semester. You didn't do as well. Take that and get something out of it. That's what it's all about, getting something out of it. Let's move forward because the time is limited. We want to look at those kinds of people. Or question is, what kind of person likes to see others suffer, struggle? What kind of person? Number one, it's a sadistic person. That's a very sadistic person. See, they want to see you struggle. See, they want to really feel your pain. Because that's why they keep getting closer and closer to you. Because they want to know how bad it hurts. That's a sadistic person. You may have friends. You may have family. Let me give a shout out to Shocker Blue, number with the number 5. Shocker Blue, number. Happy Founder Day. Remember, I'm Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're going to holler Blue Phi to you. And brother said, you know him, you know your word. Thank you so much for joining us today. You got a psychopath. That's another person that love to see you struggle. They take pleasure. So they get pleasure from hurting and humiliating others. They'll take that struggle you have and humiliate you. They mentally, emotionally, sometimes physically, but they spiritually and they financially work on well-being. They try to destroy that. They try to humiliate you. They try to hurt you. See, that's a sadistic person. Well, a psychopath is somebody very dangerous. They may act things like things are normal, but once something happens, even seeing somebody else successful, it sets them off that they got to attack the situation. So be very careful of these people. You have a narcissist. That's a person definitely want to see you happy. They always want you to be sad. They want to be in charge. They want to be controlling. They want to control you. You're a grown person. You have to be able to control yourself. You got to handle yourself. That's what you have to do. You have to make it. There are some signs that folks are happy to see you struggle. There's some signs. We mentioned about the people and why people would like to see you struggle. We talk about the kinds of people. And now we're going to set some signs. See, one of the things we have to remember is that we are social creatures. So when the pandemic hit, it took the social part. So we had just, you hear several professors and researchers and all of them come on, various professions talking about children. We are social creatures. And by being inside and not being at school, it hurts their ability to grow. We heard that. We as adults encounter the same thing because we're social creatures. Just like our children and everybody who was locked in for the pandemic, we took a step back socially. Because we're people that needs to be around other people. Some had challenges, because I know a good friend of mine was in working at an office, and they were told they had to come to work, but they had to stay in their office. But there are some people that could stay in the office. They couldn't go in nobody else's office, but they was always walking the hall. They were peeping in your door because they need to have social interaction. By being social creatures, we should be excited to see someone else. But if I am a miserable person, I'm not excited to see you successful. Misery loves company. So I'll find a way to bring you, even if you're an accomplishing task, you know, you became the supervisor, and they're going to do everything to make you not want that supervisor position. They may be able to say, man, I wouldn't do that. Hey, girl, I wouldn't do that because that's crazy, man. They want you to be doing it for the white folks and all this stuff right here. See, because they can't accomplish. They're miserable because they didn't get the job. Now they want you to be miserable. Don't let them do it to you. Be excited for yourself. Find the people who are going to rejoice like you are in your successes, not your struggles. And here's some signs of some little people you may even call your friends that truly, truly is not excited or able to accept some of the things you're doing. They truly, truly, and this was, is ways that you got to really look at this. See, once you become successful, they start avoiding you and your success. See, they'll come back once struggling. They also have what we call a counseling plan. They try to counsel out by saying things like, you just got that little promotion. You just made that little sale. You just a little employee of the month. That word little is so important. See, it's not so much they don't want to be your friend. They really don't want to see you're successful. And I'm speaking from a friend point of view and family member. They act like they really don't even know you anymore. They don't call, they don't connect, but see, that's all good, because if you have to operate based on just having them call and check on you and be around you, you got a shadow life. You got to work on a wholesome life now. Then they began to, you know, they so upset. Oh, they think they so much. Oh, yeah. I ain't even know. We don't invite them to our social events anymore. See, they try to avoid being around you and to socialize. They used to call you, hey, homeboy, that's running the run. Because he's a homeboy, that means he thought I'd sing him running, you know. Y'all able to go to club. Let's go clubbing, man. Let's go do that all right there. And they don't call you no more. They don't want you to socialize no more. They don't want you around them anymore. They become distant. Avoided. They try to avoid you. They have a tendency to blame you for everything that happened to them. You're the reason I didn't get that job. I wanted that job. Let me give a shout out to Prosperity_. It says Telly joining us. Thank you so much. Truly. Oh, shout out to Miss Jacqueline Davidson out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Jacqueline, for being a part of this. See, they'll blame you for what had happened to them. That's somebody that has a real issue. And we're talking about they don't want to celebrate your success. But they begin to blame you, make you feel bad because you're successful. If you are having struggles, they're going to make you feel, they're going to bury you then. So you have to be very careful about those people. They always playing the blame game. They always want to have the moment of want people to feel sorry for them. It's your success, but they want you to feel sorry for them because things are not happening for them. You know, in due time, things will happen. They are never around. See, they call you your friends and family members. They never around when difficult times hit. They always disappear. But what they're going to do is, after the kick of it, the beginning of it, and after it goes for a time, that'll come around, then they'll come back and tell you, I told you so. And girl, I'm glad you got it. You ain't in your life no more because, see, I told you so. Let's celebrate. They're celebrating on your failures, and you're celebrating along with them. That's what the topic is talking about. And the title is talking about, don't celebrate with those people. Stop celebrating with folks. Stop celebrating with folks who rejoice from your struggles. You got to stop doing that. You know the many ways you can celebrate. I always told, it's always good to build yourself, be self-motivated, build up your esteem, self-esteem. Celebrate yourself. Pat yourself on the back and say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me to see and accomplish what I'm accomplished. Now I ask you to be with me every day. Be with me every day. That's the way to celebrate your success. Allow your family members, your immediate family members, to be the one to celebrate. Don't always try to include everybody else, because everybody that's outside of your immediate family members, really not happy because you're successful. I'm not saying, I said everybody, but you can take a poll. I don't have a poll to say, but you've been around. You've been around this world long enough to know there are some people, even though when you have a big, you're celebrating a big event. It's amazing. I want to bring something to y'all's attention. If you notice that when people are getting married, it's always that statement about, if anyone sees that they shouldn't be, speak now or hold your peace. You can hold your words on it. I'm not saying in the manner that would be said. But they put that in there for a person, purpose. And I've seen some people say stuff. So that means they're not happy. They say, I'm looking out for your best interest, but you ain't made a decision that you think is best. And they would mess that up in some form, then be there, I told you he wasn't no good, no way, and you know, she wasn't no good, no way, and you know, he ain't got nothing but a little job, she ain't got nothing but a little job, little car, little house, she ain't got no car. You know, they doing everything. See, they trying to celebrate that you're no longer
with, but you celebrate with them because you said, I don't know, Joe, but I'm happy I made the decision. And they sitting there laughing and say, I'm glad you did, because now you're miserable like me. Stop celebrating with those people. Find your way to celebrate with your immediate family. Nothing wrong with that. Please focus on your self-worth. And we're down to about 3 minutes. Focus on your self-worth. See, when you got an understanding of your self-worth, you can celebrate by yourself. You can rejoice with our Lord and Savior. See, when you have a high sense of self-worth, you'll take responsibility for your successes, just like your failures. And you never degrade anybody else. You definitely won't let nobody degrade you. So in other words, just keep in mind, a high sense of self-worth is taking responsibility for your mistakes, but does not degrade themselves for making them. See, you don't degrade yourself or anybody else because you made that choice. Always keep that in mind. Say the important word. You can say, I did a bad thing, or say, I am bad. Say you're sorry. That gets you in a position to do the right thing or the most successful thing next time. Truly, that's important. Your self-worth. Know your self-worth. That'll help you to recognize people who are folks who celebrating on your struggles. It's been awesome coming. Awesome show planned for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, which is at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's Tell the Truth, prime time. We're going to talk about marriage. We had a topic recently about marriage. Is marriage fading? Marriage is fading. And we want you to be a part of it. 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is Tell the Truth prime time on Wednesday night. And the host with the most, Miss Lisa Levine, will be heading this ship. And I will be there as a navigator. And we're going to work forth and talk about the title of the show. Marriage is Fading, Part 2, because we're going to add Part 1. And we're going to come hard. We want you to be a part of it at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. It's been awesome. And thank you so much, Sarah, Angela Cole. She got Angela Cole, 1920, of Beta Phi Beta Sorority. Happy Founders Day to you and all of the finest ladies of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Yesterday was Founders Day for those awesome ladies, and on the 15th was the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. On the 13th was the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and our team are made of each one of those organizations. We don't have a Sigma Gamma Rho, but we have my niece who's a Sigma Gamma Rho who works with the team. They're not co-hosts, they're just behind the scenes, the staff. Thank you so much. Beth Haynes, a member of Sigma Gamma Rho. Their Founders Day was back either in December and November. We want to give a shout out to each and every one of those. Sorry, to the brothers that make up the fraternities. You have the brothers of IOTA, makes up the youngest organization of the Divine Nine. You have the brothers of Alpha by Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, 1906. They celebrated back in November. You had the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, celebrated back in November. The brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, celebrated on January the 5th. And those awesome brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, celebrated on January 9th, 109 years of cultural for service and service for humanity. Stop celebrating with folks who rejoice from your struggles and 2022 Part 2 with our title. It's been awesome. I want to tell you truly, truly, my Sarahs and all of my other guests, I love you all. And my frat brothers and along with the other Greek letter organizations, my friends, I love you. The listeners and watchers of WDSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. I love you. It's from my heart. And I pray that you have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll have you tune in on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell the Truth Prime Time with our host with the most, that's Mr. Lisa Levine, along with me, Ryan S. Navigator. This is Dr. Logan Smith. So you have an awesome, awesome rest of the day and an awesome evening. Hashtag responsible. Just not, let's think, we're not quite out of the pandemic yet. So truly, truly continue to protect yourself, along with hashtag keep on grinding, along with hashtag communicate for understanding, hashtag it's a mindset, truly a mindset. And along with that thought process, we're so thankful because, see, you got to understand, every time we are on here, it's an amen moment because many talked against what the vision God blessed me with in 2017. And we're now in 2023. September the 27th. This year will be 6 years we've been broadcasting. And we're now the internet station that including all your social media being used to the max. God has been good. He's blessing us. And we're going to keep doing what he has to do. So that's why we have to say it's an amen moment. And we want to play this before we close out. And then I'll truly tell you how I feel about each and every one of you.
Been running, if my mind playing tricks on me, is she one love for me? If I had to testify, I could always say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could probably go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know if they begin to change. You came and turned all around, got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good, you keep that cooking good, best thing for sure. Your love that's spilling on me, like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave. And you gave me new love, and I never ever seen, and I've been truly thankful. Got me saying no.